This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the two final albums from bassist Mario Pavone, who died May 15th. He was 80. Over his career, Pavone worked with diverse leaders, including Paul Bley, Bill Dixon, Anthony Braxton, and Thomas Chapin, besides recording over 24 records of his own. Kevin says Pavone connected with many excellent musicians, and his last albums run true to form.
Last winter, knowing his time on Earth was growing short, bassist Mario Pavone resolved to cap 40 years of making his own records with a final statement in two parts. Two albums by two quartets, each program including six of the same new compositions, observed from two perspectives. Bassist Mario Pavone on his tune Twardzik from the album Isabella with three longtime accomplices. His son Michael Pavone on guitar, Mike DeRubo on alto saxophone, and the super attentive drummer Michael Serene. On Mario Pavone's other new record, Blue Vertical, the band is his longtime exploratory trio with pianist Matt Mitchell and drummer Tyshawn Sorey, plus trumpeter Dave Ballou, a close ally who edited and arranged much of Pavone's music in recent years. As bass player, Mario Pavone was mostly self-taught, and his lines didn't move in conventional ways. He got a thick, thumping, resistant sound from the bass, almost yanking at the strings. That was a legacy of coming up playing unamplified on screamy New York free jazz sessions, where he had to be forceful just to be heard. Closer to home in Connecticut, Mario Pavone played jam sessions in local clubs. There he might, say, mix it up with a grooving modern guitarist and a bebop-influenced alto player, as he does on the album Isabella. Pavone was up for all of it. Subtle swinging, rambunctious free play, and writing tunes to stimulate players' creativity. Some excellent playing on these CDs, in particular from drummers Michael Serene and Tyshawn Sorey, and from the leader, sounding powerful as ever. Mario Pavone composed on the bass, and his tunes sound as fresh and personal as his playing. These contrasting, distinctive, and equally committed quartets, the guitar and alto band on Isabella, and the piano and trumpet one on Blue Vertical, show his so-called inside and outside tendencies weren't so far apart or hard to reconcile. That Mario Pavone's compositions galvanize and focus two rather different ensembles might encourage other curious musicians to give his pieces a try, keeping his music in circulation. This great bass player and big-hearted mensch made a number of memorable records. With his final statements, Blue Vertical and Isabella, he left us with two more.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed the final two albums from bassist Mario Pavone, Blue Vertical on the Out of Your Heads label and Isabella on the Clean Feed label. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews with Desus and Mero, hosts of the Showtime comedy series Desus and Mero, or Renee Elise Goldsberry, a star of the new comedy series Girls 5 Eva and the original Broadway production of Hamilton, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews.